Oh, God, not you again, Silas.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you? We're always bumping to each other in this alleyway. I'm sure you love my company.
You gotta be kidding, haven't you?
Where's Brendan?
You know damn well where Brendan is. He's been arrested by the police for all the serial killings.
The world will be a much safer place now the killer's finally been caught. Behind bars where he belongs.
We both know damn well Brendan isn't the serial killer.
Yes, but no one's gonna listen to you, are they? They're sick of your constant insane drivel. Mind you, with Brendan out the way, that leaves us free to continue solo with our game of chess. And it won't be long, Lindsay. It won't be long before I knock you off the board.
Life's not a game, Silas.
Brendan threatened me. That was a very foolish move. I've removed him from the chessboard. That just leaves you.
You don't scare me anymore. I just have one question for you, though.
Oh?
How the bloody hell did you know everything that was going on in my flat?
Let's just say Big Brother has been watching.
I knew it. There's no way you'll get in my home again. I'm going to call the police and they're going to search and find it.
You don't seriously think I'd be stupid enough to leave a webcam in your flat when the police have searched, do you? Oh, Lindsay, please. You do believe the most strange paranoid thing.
Brendan's safely behind bars now. Don't you bet on it. He's out on bail later, and I reckon he'll be coming to pay you a visit.
Really? I look forward to the challenge. Poor Ray Wilson. She was very much liked in the village, it would seem. Brendan's a terrible man. Mind you, at least we could all sleep better tonight, knowing that he'll be behind bars tomorrow after the court case. Have a nice day, Lindsay. Look after your friends, won't you?
You back, Dad?
I'm back indeed. I don't mind serving for a while, just needed some fresh air. There we go, one glass of bubbly.
I want a word for you, Silas.
Brendan! Out on bail, are we?
You bloody set me up.
No, I think the police have found their serial killer. The young girl's body in the boot of your car, and apparently, before I even came to the village, you had an altercation with India Longford after dating her. And then in April you had a threatening session with young Rebecca Massey. I'd say you're well and truly gonna go up the list.
Don't you bloody bet on it. I don't know how you've been doing this, but your luck's gonna run out.
Luck? Oh, maybe I should do the lottery. I don't believe in luck. I believe in forward planning. Incepting the enemy and opening them to their brace. Taking their soul away.
You may talk a lot about crap, Grandad, about games of bloody chess. Oh, things going on, I'm gonna get you, Par.
You wouldn't be threatening me, would you?
I'm threatening you, all right. As soon as I get out of this wrap, I'm gonna come for you, and the only bugger that I'll be killing will be you. You don't have a wee word for your daughter, and a wee chat about searching her father's belongings for anything out of place. Jewelry and written letters.
Oh yes, I heard that there was a letter from Lindsay on your wind mirror.
No, it wasn't tucked behind the wind mirror. It was tucked onto the windshield.
See, I wouldn't know. But Lindsay denies she left you a note, and no one's been able to find it.
Not looking very good, is it, Brendan?
You're in court tomorrow, so I'll be there for the press, so see you in court, as they say. And as I told Lindsay earlier, the village will sleep much better tonight knowing the serial killer's finally locked up.
You'll bloody get yours, Grandad.
Have a nice day, Brendan, won't you? Enjoy your last day of freedom while you can.